Well, on this Monday afternoon, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. John Davis is with us. He's with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago. Good afternoon to you, John.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, tell me about the weather forecast, and you can start either in the southern or the northern hemisphere, whichever you think is of most importance.
Oh, we'll start in the northern hemisphere, where certainly the anomalous warmth that we've had for the last couple of weeks, we're not going to have anything that extreme coming up. However, we are still going to be well above normal in the temperature pattern as we go through the next 2 or 3 weeks. So again, not the kind of crazy warmth that we had last week and the week before, but still above normal temperatures very consistently as we go through the first half of March.
How out of the ordinary is this for this year and for any year for that matter?
Well, extremely. I mean, if we go through, January was exceedingly warm. This month is going to be one of the warmest Febs of all time, and it looks like March is going to be on the warm side, but not to the levels of this month and last month, but to have 3 months in this kind of category, pretty unusual situation, and that's very widespread across the whole central U.S.
It has put the Southeast, I suppose, way ahead of schedule in terms of trees budding and the springtime. Any concerns about the weather as it's related to agriculture in the United States?
Well, from an agricultural standpoint, the one area that we're watching is the Western Plains, where, of course, the winter wheat crop has come out of dormancy, and it's kind of more typical of growth in late April or early May than at this time of year. And the concern is that if we do get any additional cold air masses coming in this spring, then you could have some issues there. We're also concerned about dryness across the Western Plains, especially Western Kansas, where they have been very dry this month and really no signs of any rainfall going forward through the middle portion of March.
Can you update the weather forecast in Mato Grosso for me as they harvest their soybean crop?
Absolutely. A very normal type of a pattern across that region. And of course, normal at this time of year does mean some periodic moderate to heavy rainfall. So we are getting some rains across the region, but it's nothing that unusual. So from a standpoint of whether it's Mato Grosso, whether it's further on south in Argentina, pretty normal, favorable growing conditions across most areas in South America.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. We'll talk with you or Mark Russo again next week.
My pleasure, Todd.
That, of course, is John Davis. He is with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is public radio for the farming world.